Herbie Hancock grew up in Chicago, started piano at 7.
My mother noticed that whenever I would go over to my best friend's apartment, I would always ask him, you know, can I play your piano? Now, I didn't know how to play piano, so I don't know what I played. I don't remember what I could have done. But she noticed that I seemed to be interested in the piano. So on my 7th birthday, my parents bought this piano and brought it into the house.
Lessons followed, and Herbie Hancock got very good very fast. He performed a Mozart concerto with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra when he was just 11. Then at 14 came jazz.
What actually turned me on to jazz was when I was about 14, and I was in high school, and our school used to give a student variety show every semester. And this particular semester, we had that show, and there was a jazz trio on there, and the piano player was in my class. So he was basically my age. And I saw him doing something on my instrument, because I'd been playing piano for 7 years at the time.
Right.
I was pretty good. But I saw him doing something on what I considered my instrument that I couldn't do, and that was improvise and swing. Plus, the girls seemed to like what he was doing, too.
Oh, yeah.
and it had a nice beat to it, you know. And
right.
That was my entry point. So then I said, I want to learn how to do that.
Hancock's jazz-playing classmates suggested that he check out George Shearing. And from there, he dove headlong into jazz.
When I first started to examine jazz, that was like a magnet. It just kept reeling me in more and more and more, and the classical music idea became less and less and less. I mean, I still listen to classical music to this day,
right?
But my interest in playing it weakened. My interest in playing jazz got stronger.
In addition to music, Herbie Hancock had a long-standing interest in science, and being of a practical mind, initially majored in electrical engineering at Grinnell College in Iowa. His sophomore year, he organized a student jazz concert there, recruiting and rehearsing a 16-piece big band and vocal ensemble, and writing the arrangements for them.
I did all of this work in my second year, putting that together, and after it was over, it was very successful. The kids loved it. I went back to my dorm room, I looked in the mirror, and I said, hey, man, who are you trying to kid? And the next day I went and changed my major to music composition. It wasn't even a choice. I saw what I wanted to do. And it was like, there was no plan B.
This is going to have to work because I've got to do this.
I have to do this. Yeah. This is it. I mean, I see it. It's very clear.
After graduating from Grinnell, Herbie Hancock was back in Chicago working a day job at the post office and playing a few gigs around town when he got called to fill in for a snowbound pianist on a weekend's worth of jobs in Milwaukee with trumpeter Donald Byrd's band.
Donald approached me before the third day of this weekend of gigs and said, look, I talked this over with the band members, and we all agreed we want you to stay in the band if you want, you know, we would love to have you be the piano player in the band. So I was thrilled, right?
Right.
But I said I would love to, and they said you'd have to move to New York. And so, I mean, it like blew me away. I never expected that.
Right.
But I said, I would love to. You got to ask my mother. Because
hey.
I was still living at home,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And that whole thing took me by surprise, you know. And so anyway, Donald did that. He talked to my parents. And they say, if that's what you want to do, you know, we promise you my brother and my sister, they promised us that whatever we want to be, that they would, you know, they would support that. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have any money, and not that, but just, you know, they would sanction it. You know? They said, you know, go with our blessings. I don't know how happy they were about it. But,
but they were willing to let you
try.
Yeah,
they promised it, and they kept their promise.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's pretty damn good, man. You can't ask for more than that from your folks.
Exactly.
Herbie Hancock went on to play in and compose classic tunes for the great Miles Davis Quintet of the 60s, lead the Headhunters, hit the charts with Rocket, score double-digit Grammys, and tour steadily with a frequently changing, always interesting cast of colleagues. New Orleans trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard has worked with Herbie Hancock for years at the Thelonious Monk Institute and did a 10-week tour of Europe with him a few years back.
We were doing 2.5-hour shows every night, one day off a week for 10 weeks. Not only was he playing the shows, he was creating every night. That was the biggest lesson about that tour to me, because it's like we were beat up. We were intellectually beat up every night because he was going in different directions every night. It was, you know, you sit there and say, oh, he's going to... Nope, he didn't. He went somewhere else. You could never predict what he was going to do. And for 10 weeks, that's pretty amazing. That means his vocabulary is huge and that he plays with a certain type of freedom and wild abandon, you know, and that's what makes his music great.
Last summer, Herbie Hancock was named a Goodwill Ambassador for UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization.
The first proposal that I made to them was to establish an International Jazz Day, and it was unanimously... agreed by all of the 195 member nations. They were really thrilled and excited because many of them were big jazz fans.
International Jazz Day will be April 30th each year. For this year's inaugural celebration, there will be star-studded concerts in Paris, New Orleans, and New York.
It's going to be spectacular. CBS News is going to cover it in New Orleans. Also, I found out that CNN will also be covering it both in New Orleans and at the UN in New York.
Herbie Hancock headlines a sunrise concert with free admission at Congo Square in Armstrong Park in celebration of International Jazz Day, Monday morning, April 30th, starting at 7. Also featuring Diane Reeves, Ellis Marcellus, Terrence Blanchard, the Treme Brass Band, Kermit Ruffins, and others. And Herbie Hancock plays Jazz Fest with his quartet Saturday, May 5th. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.